Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Tom Mahaffey, of the 106th Legislative District in Dauphin County. Representative Mahaffey, welcome to the report.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about the closure of Three Mile Island, the nuclear generation plant in our area. And it's a complex topic. I know there's a lot of legislators who are interested in it because Pennsylvania has a number of nuclear plants, and it is an important part of our economy, especially our economy here in central Pennsylvania. And you're a member of a group of legislators who's very interested in this problem called the Nuclear Caucus. And I understand that a report has recently been released that looks at nuclear power and the problems that could be created if additional nuclear plants besides Three Mile Island are scheduled to be closed. What's in this report? What do people need to know about this?
Sure. The report was released last Thursday. The report basically lays out what has transpired with the Nuclear Caucus over the last 2 years. All the hearings that we've had, those who have come in and testified, and basically gives a broad spectrum of what has happened for those who haven't been able to attend or follow this. And also in the report itself, there are some fixes that we're hoping that we can take from this and use that as legislation and move forward as far as when we determine what we need to do to save TMI. Now, it's not just TMI, though. I mean, Beaver Valley announced that they are also going to close. That's out in the western part of the state, right on the Ohio border. And the other power plants are having the same problems. They're not out of it. They've been able to trade on the PJM and get on the trade block. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen over the next couple of years if the gas prices remain as low as they are.
I guess that is the problem, in that nuclear energy, which we've all taken for granted for many, many years, always there, but it's not as economically viable as it once was. Isn't that the problem?
Yeah. With the gas industry as low as it is, you can produce electricity a lot cheaper. You got to remember, though, these baseload power plants, that these nuclear power plants that are out there, they're producing energy 24/7, 365 days a week. You don't shut them down. They do go through a refueling outage, but once you start, you don't stop. In turn, though, they're very, very regulated. So they have a lot of security. I mean, everything you need to go to, let's face it, it is nuclear power. So you want to be careful about that. But when you see what's going on in these plants, they're extremely safe. I've been through every one but one at this point in time, which I have plans to go into the last one, which is Limerick, and do the tours there, which are very well done. Even though they're owned by different operators, they're all basically the same. When you look at the security, when you look at the manpower, you look at what goes on in these plants, it's highly regulated. After Fukushima, they introduced what they call the flex buildings. These buildings are built to withstand darn near anything, but they have all the equipment in there to make sure that what happened in Fukushima doesn't happen here.
And you talked about, of course, the fact that natural gas-generated power is cheaper, but a lot of this has to do with the fact that the demand changes. And as you mentioned, you can't turn nuclear power on and off. So that makes nuclear power actually more well-suited to be part of what they refer to as a baseload, and natural gas to be more suited to fulfill high demand times for electricity, doesn't it?
I think the bigger issue is the reliability and resilience of nuclear power. I think we got to remember that. That's part of what people want. I think sometimes we take it for granted. You know, we come home, we flip the light switch, and the lights come on. There's nothing worse than not having electricity. I mean, as a business person who buys a lot of electricity, I mean, I installed a generator years ago because we were having some issues in central PA. We'd lose power maybe for 3 minutes or 3 hours. You know, you can't run a business if you don't have power. So I had a generator, but that doesn't answer the question forever. You know, that only gets you through a portion of time. So we want to make sure that we don't have rolling blackouts and brownouts. I've been saying that, but, you know, we haven't had that in this area or central Pennsylvania or in the state or the northern part of the United States for a very long time. And those are the things we just want to make sure that we don't have those problems. You know, you take, for instance, 2 years ago in Houston when they had the flooding problem, the only power plant that was out there was a nuclear power plant that was producing enough electricity to help out for the emergency services and things that needed to be done. So we want to make sure that they maintain and stay in operation. Part two is just for the diversity as a huge thing. It's not just all about nuclear. It's not all about gas. It's not all about coal and renewables. You have to have a diversified platform of energy. After the stock market crash, people diversify their own pension plans. Why wouldn't we do this with energy? You know what I mean? It's something that you have to be cognizant about, and you got to make sure that we don't go the wrong way. Because once we shut these nuclear power plants down and they're done, they're done. It's irreversible. So we as the legislature really have to look at this and take a real hard look at what's going to happen here. And a short-term shutdown, it would be so costly to this state and this country.
And speaking of solutions, I suppose there are some solutions that are in the report and some actions that the legislature may be looking at taking in the coming term.
Sure. What we've learned is we've had a couple states around us. Number one is Illinois, who has the largest fleet in the United States as far as nuclear power plants. New York, New Jersey, they have also done the same. They have passed legislation. Theirs is more on a zero emission carbon bill that they've put into place. We have four options, basically. Our first option is to do nothing, which would be the most expensive option out there, because once you shut these plants down, the cost of electricity will go up. That's proven in Connecticut. The Yankee plant up in Connecticut has already seen prices go through the roof. And that has been something that we need to pay attention to is with these closures. I think there's three closures total in the United States. The second one would be to do what they call zero emissions credit, which the other states have done. There's other one that we have right here in Pennsylvania, and that is the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standard Act. That would be something that we could do and put in a tier for nuclear power. And then the very last one is carbon pricing. And that's always been talked about here over the years, especially with our environmentalists and those that want to see some basic stoppage to the amount of CO2 put out in the atmosphere.
So in the new session, what's your hope in terms of getting some of these solutions up and running and possibly through the legislature?
You know, we got to look at what the cost factors are going to be, what the best cost factor is to the consumer. Everyone has a cost factor. Even the one doing nothing has probably the largest cost factor, as I said earlier. So I think that's where we have to really pin it down to what's going to be the most effective, what's going to maintain TMI and First Energy. You know, we hear about bailouts. This isn't about bailouts. This isn't about Exelon. This is not about Talon. This is not about First Energy. This is definitely about the consumers here in Pennsylvania and outside of Pennsylvania. What we did learn, there was some thoughts about national security issues. You know, the people that run these plants and what they do and the talent that's in there is the employees. You know, you don't want these people to walk away from PA. These are some really, really talented people. But what was mentioned in the release of this, we had one of Joe Gustler, who is head of the unions, the trade unions, and he said if we would create a business that would have 16,000 jobs coming to Pennsylvania, we'd find ourselves tripping over each other to make sure that they would come to this state. We've done it. We did it with the Shell cracker plant. You know, the governor has tried to get Amazon here. Unfortunately, that didn't work. But we have to be cognizant not of just bringing employees and jobs to Pennsylvania, but retaining jobs in Pennsylvania. So I'll be interested to see where we're going to go with this. I think it's going to all come down to cost, where this is going to go and what kind of cost factors it's going to be to the consumer. But at the end of the day, you know, a small cost on your electric bill would be a lot better than having no electricity.
I guess that's a great place to leave it. Representative Mahaffey, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Tom Mahaffey.